Good evening, my friends. It is Friday night and time for Zapped. I'm your host, Andy, bringing you an hour of Frank Zappa. This week we are continuing Uncle Meat, the double album. So tonight is the second half of that double album. In the background, you hear Uncle Meat film excerpt, part one. This is a lengthy little bit. So I'll be back after. Hope you enjoy. Thanks again for tuning in to Zap.
The name of the Mother's Invention movie that we've been working on for about 3 years. Without too much success.
Boy, we really need a hit single. Just think, I mean, the way the world's going today, with all the problems in it, I bet I could actually change the world. Because it's the young people that really need to be changed. And you could really do that through music and everything. This was our last hit single. It was really a bummer. They wouldn't even play it on the radio. Oh, well. Gotta come up with something better than that.
Good evening. This is Biff DeBree. Coming to you from the motel.
Look at that mug.
Where?
What are you laughing about? He looks so beautiful and they laugh.
That's what my psychiatrist used to say.
12 years. It's the same story, though, with that song. I don't know what I'm getting. But look at the way he's changing. Oh, I remember that in the shower. The first time with the hamburger. Oh, that was good. But I don't know. 12 years marriage, you get tired of the same thing. But I don't know. I can try it again sometime. Oh, look, there's Minnesota. He was a great guy. Minnesota. He was a nice guy. He was okay this time. He's washed up now. I heard about him, though.
What is it you're doing, Mr. Tishman?
I'm using the chicken to measure it.
You know what I used to do? I used to watch him eat. And while he was eating, I would ask him what he's doing.
What the hell are we doing in this bathroom?
I'm going to... While you stand there and take pictures of that, I'm going to tell you the plot of the movie. All right. Basically, what we're going to do today is spend some time around the house while you meet the people that you're going to be photographing for the rest of the week. And we discuss some of the absurdities.
Absurd, Frank?
Yes, we're just dealing with the absurdities of making a movie in the first place, and especially about the mother's invention.
You want to have a circle jerk?
A who?
Circle jerk.
The circle jerk? What's up?
That's where you get everybody around and beat your meat and see who can give it fastest.
Yeah?
Yeah, but who wins gets 19 cakes.
19 who?
Cakes. You know, eat cakes.
Hey, Jimmy, that's
cakes.
Cool.
Cheers.
Yeah, anyway.
What could that possibly mean? I wonder what happens if you go like this.
What is it that you're doing with this?
I'm using it.
I used to watch him eat. I was eating, I would talk to him while he was eating, and I would ask him what he's doing. And he would say, I'm using the chicken to measure it.
Okay.
Borrow your comb.
You know what I used to do?
What are you doing with
that? I used to watch him eat.
I'm using the chicken to measure it.
You know what I used to do? I used to watch him eat. And while he was eating, I would ask him, what are you doing?
I'm using
the chicken to measure it.
Because we're using the chicken to measure it.
To this day, I don't know what he's talking about. That Tishman. That Minnesota Tishman. What a guy.
8 inches or less?
8 inches.
8 inches? Well, I can get you all kind of women in there.
You can, yes.
Oh, they got some holes there you wouldn't believe. You can just
holes?
Fall right in.
But do they play pool?
What a guy.
Well,
what a sense of humor.
Down
the way he's... Let me get back to that. Look at the way he handles that chicken. He had a way. Look at the way he holds it and fondles it, and he put it right near his bride.
That's cool, yeah.
That's cool, yeah.
I'm using the chicken to measure it, though.
You were?
Yeah.
Yeah, which the shit or the white guy?
I'm up to my knees and shit, man.
Really?
That's all kind of shit now about smoking shit, eating shit.
And now we are going to translate
This is my left hand. Repeat after me. Questa è la mia mano sinistra. And now, this is my right hand. Repeat after me. Questa è la mia mano destra.
What is it you're doing? I'm using the chicken to measure.
Now, have you ever used the chicken to measure?
Gee, Jimmy, that's cool.
We're coming to the beginning of a new era wherein the development of the inner self is the most important thing. We have to train ourselves so that we can improvise on anything, a bird, a sock, a fuming beaker. This too can be music. Anything can be music.
Hello? Yeah, are you busy? Well, I was wondering, this is Frank. Can you come over here and be in our teenage movie? Okay, well, I'll tell you what the action is.
He's eating.
Okay, he's eating. Don Preston. Well, it depends. Mostly it's a hamburger. Sometimes, well, he doesn't want to eat the hamburger because he's a vegetarian. Okay, now Phyllis is here. Phyllis.
Who's Phyllis?
No. Phyllis is the girl that's my assistant editor on the film. Yeah, she used to be Tom Wilson's secretary. Okay. You remember Tom Wilson? We were going to run him for president.
With Tom Wilson?
Yeah. And then she came out here to work on the Woodstock Festival. And then,
I was measuring the ball.
Then Frank hired her to work on the Mother's movie.
Hi, I'm Phyllis Altenhouse, and I'm working with Frank Zappa on his film Uncle Meat in Hollywood. I'm a little nervous doing this because it's the first time I've ever been a star in a film. I originally started working for Frank as his assistant editor on the film Uncle Meat. And one day we're sitting around watching the festival hall shots, the rushes, and I saw Don come on the screen, Don Preston, who plays the monster, and I said, Frank, look at Don. He's turning into a monster. I'm going to vomit.
When she sees him turn into a monster, she has to vomit.
Frank said, that's it. That's the opening of the line. That's the opening of the picture. I said, Frank, I can't be in your picture. First of all, I have such a bad Brooklyn accent. I'm embarrassed about the whole thing. And he said, don't worry, you'll do it. So, you know, with Frank, he has a certain way about him, and he just gets people to do these things.
He just makes me sick when he changes into a monster.
Why? Why does he make you sick?
Oh, can't you see it? How ugly it is, being that monster. Oh, just, I can't stand it. I think I'm going to be sick. I have to vomit.
She tells me she has to vomit. See? She's trying to make me believe that it makes her sick when he turns into a monster.
There's something about it that gets me so nauseous. I don't know what it is. Look at that. Look at that.
Yeah, but it's not true. Well, you see, it gets her hot.
There's something so sexy about him. When he comes on that stage, I get so hot just looking at him drinking that that smoke stuff. I don't know what it is. I don't even care if he turns into a monster. I love him.
Oh,
look
dear.
At that. Oh, and with the cape, and he does, and he walks away. It's such a hot move, and he's so terrific. When he goes back to that gong, oh, that's so nice. Boy, I hope no one ever finds out. I love it so much, that hot monster. Oh.
You're really good at those dials, baby. You're the most manipulating person I've ever seen.
I don't like to be called manipulating, that's for sure, but I like to think of myself as being hot.
She gets hot, and then she runs into the toilet. And she stands in front of the mirror, and she makes faces at herself so she can turn into a monster. Isn't that cute? That's right. Then, when she does that, and she's having a fantasy that she's turning into a monster, the monster comes out of the toilet from behind her.
Oh, a little lower, please. Oh.
How do you work all those controls and everything? That's really fantastic.
Oh, it's nothing.
All those buttons.
It's nothing.
And switches.
Look what's going on there. Oh. Oh, wow.
I just don't see how a girl could do all that.
Oh. Now with the Women's Liberation Front, we could do anything. Are you kidding? Oh. Oh, it's so good.
This girl obviously has some sort of demented problem, whereas she She likes monsters that drink foamy, vile liquid and transform. There must be some connection in her past, you know, her childhood somehow. Maybe her father didn't demonstrate enough affection toward her.
It's been so long.
Did your father demonstrate any affection toward you?
I've been watching you on the screen now for 4 weeks. Finally. My monster. Is it real? Is it really you? Oh, that feels... Mm. Oh, monster, can I have a bite out of your apple?
I think that...
It's so nice to be here with my monster finally.
Must be... Her mother and father probably told her that she was real ugly and awkward and dumb and everything.
It's a good apple, monster.
And so she relates to people that are ugly, dumb, and awkward.
Can you take off your hat so I can really see what's happening underneath there? Just what I thought. A monster head.
You find this quite common in today's society.
It's like Adam and Eve and the apple. Finally with my monster.
That's why monster movies are so popular, you know.
I've waited.
You know how much money a monster movie costs to make?
And there he is. He's right here.
Monster movies really cost a lot of money.
I can't believe it. Is it really you, monster?
And our young society today goes to all these monster movies, and they see them on television night after night.
To be with the monster.
We're raising a new generation of monster lovers.
For the monster. Maybe this will be the real thing.
He's changing into a monster. You can do this.
God, it gets so hot.
Would you like a quick vibrator? Oh, you ruined the whole thing.
Have I? I'll take one down.
Oh, cheers, yeah. That's...
I thought you'd get the walk on four balls.
No,
I just
no.
Felt the walk on three.
I'm using the chicken to measure it.
Dan?
I'm using the chicken to measure it.
Charles?
Ainsley Dunbar, who's playing with Frank now, this real English pop star, very attractive guy, and he's like into a whole groupie thing with whips and things, don't ask me. And Frank got this great idea, naturally. He gets this great idea for me to hit Ainsley in the Hollywood Ranch Market, which we just did last night, hit him with toilet brushes. It's a little dumb, but I went along with it. You know, what else are you going to do? You're getting paid, and you do these things. Lenses.
Hello there.
Lindsay.
Listen, could you do me a favor? Could you beat me with a toilet brush?
Beat you with a toilet brush?
Somebody might hear. Yes, beat me with a toilet brush.
What's your name?
Ah, hello. My name's Ainsley Dunbar, and I'm very interested in whips and canes, etc. I've got to fill you in about my background.
No, you're absolutely serious about this. You really like whips and canes. And...
Oh, yeah.
And you like...
I haven't had a chance to use them here as yet because it's, you know, the screams and that, but most of the way the kids are. No, actually, I'm moving on, though, to toilet brushes and things because I think they'll be coming in this year. Definitely.
You want me to beat you with the toilet brush?
Yes.
I mean, like, I'm ready. I get it. You know, I'll tell you something. I find myself saying, I'm ready. You know, and I like, I slap my face when I'm saying, I'm ready, because it's like, in the house, I'm saying, I'm ready, you know? And there has to be a limit. That's a whip. I guessed right. You know, I saw this handle sticking out here, and I guessed it right on the first, you know? Like, I know...
Beat him while you're talking.
You know, like, I tell you something. I hope it's not getting your kidney or anything like that. You know what I mean?
Just keep
like,
it high.
I worry
just keep
about
it
those things. Like, I'm humane, Aquarius, and
that's
the penis is arising. You know, I'm humane.
Just keep it high.
All right.
Yeah, right.
Well, let's see.
How does it get you hot?
Is it getting you hot?
Well, maybe it would do if I had another about 15 people.
I know what gets you hot. Hamburgers gets you hot. Because I picked you up in a pool hall.
You don't know what gets me hot. You don't have the faintest idea what gets me hot.
Sure, hamburgers. Look at this. See
that? I can't take the... Mm. Oh, God, that hamburger.
But you don't know what gets me hot.
I bet I know what gets you hot. Sticks on your body on a table get you hot.
I'm getting hot. Mm. I was drinking the potion. And that hat and that cape and everything. Just incredible. I wonder what it's like to change into a monster. It must be really great.
It's just so wonderful. Give me a bite of the apple again. Oh, my monster! Oh, that's so... Oh, I love that when my monster does that. I was just thinking, monster. We could take rides in the country in the Volkswagen. And my monster... You're feeling me up, my monster.
It does get you hot.
It doesn't get me hot.
I saw you laying on the floor in the corner with him.
It wasn't me laying in the corner. That wasn't me.
Who was it?
That was Sheba. It wasn't me.
Sheba.
Sheba's the one that's in love with Don.
Why do you like monsters?
It's not their looks. It's the intellectual thing that comes across. You know, you could tell that... Looks aren't important to me. Hmm. It's something about the intelligence. When you mix that potion, you know, when I've seen you mix that potion, I don't know, it's the intellectual way I get hot.
Yeah, but what causes
you know what I mean?
This? I mean, what?
It's hotness. It used to be where it was really nice and quiet in this place. That's why I came here, because it was really like a place to get away from things. And now what's going on, it's like so noisy. I don't know, it doesn't... Wherever you go nowadays, it's the same thing. All these guys are so disgusting. I can't stand it.
Is anybody sitting
here? No, go right ahead, sit down.
Thanks. Anybody drinking this beer here?
No, I don't know why the bartender, he just left it there. I don't know what's going on.
My name is Biff DeBree.
Oh, hi. I'm Sheba Fleischman.
Oh, how do you do?
Your name is Biff DeBree.
Yeah.
You know, funny thing. If we got married, my name would be Sheba DeBiff.
My name is Biff DeBree, not DeBree DeBiff.
DeBree?
Yeah.
Biff DeBree. Boy, I'll tell you something. I once knew someone whose name was Dubois. It sort of sounds like Debris, you know what I mean? Like, is that French or what?
Well, actually, I'm... part Mohawk and part Norwegian.
Excuse me, is the hamburger ready yet?
What sign are you?
I'm Aquarius with a Venus rising on my cusp.
Really?
Yeah. It's really a good sign because it's the Aquarian age now, you know? And like, it's all coming together. You know what I mean by coming together?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think since I came from New York, you know, I'm really...
Are you from New York?
Yeah. You can't tell, huh?
No.
I'll tell you something. So it really means that I'm losing my accent, you know? Because the other day, I was talking to someone, and they couldn't guess either. I asked them, I said to them, where do you think I'm from? And, you know, they said New Jersey, you know? So, and New Jersey accent is really completely different, you know? Like, it depends, though. If you come from Patterson, it's different from Trenton and Orange County. But, you know, I say orange like this. Orange, because that's in California, they say orange, you
what's
know?
What's the matter with debris?
That's one thing I stay away from.
Well,
I think that you can really be high on your own intellectual stratification.
Hamburgers.
Don't say hamburgers, it gets me so hot.
But you don't know what gets me hot, you see.
I know what gets you hot.
No.
I saw it in the pool hall.
You saw that?
Yeah.
That isn't what does it, you see. It really isn't.
Well, what is it? You know, like, if it's not that, then what is it?
Well,
don't be embarrassed. You can tell me, you know, like I'm...
Showers.
Showers?
Showers.
Well, okay, you know, I could go see that. I could see... I could understand showers.
Not nude showers.
What do you mean, not nude showers?
It's got to be a special shower, you know.
What kind of shower?
Special clothes on it.
You mean you wear clothes when you...
These clothes. These are the clothes.
These are the clothes that
you... Right here.
There are clothes in there for me, for the shower. So he devised this plan. This is how this clothes in the shower thing all came about, because I was too embarrassed to stand in the shower. It's first roll, you know, I'm not going to be standing there naked with the whole thing sticking out. So I figured, okay, I'll wear dungarees in the shirt. And anyway, to tell you the truth, I think it's sexier because you see, like, just a little outline, teeny little bit, you know, like, boing. I don't understand it, but if it's like, if it's your trip, man, you know, like, it's all right with me, you know, I don't care.
Children's belt with the little holes in it. Look at
those
pants.
Well, like, what does it do, the holes? I mean, you know, like, I hope they fit. I'll, you know, like, okay, I'll try it. I don't care. I'll try anything. Bye.
All right, Phyllis, why don't you want to take your clothes off with a monster?
Because I'm embarrassed to.
What's there to be embarrassed about?
Well, I've never done that before, and I don't want to do it now.
Well, why don't you want to do it?
I'd rather not. There's no reason. I'd just rather not.
Well, what's the matter? You got an ugly body?
No, I have a great body. I just don't want to do it.
Well, why don't you want to do it if you got a great body? Don't you want to share it with the world?
No, I don't want to share it with the world. So I did it, and it was, I'll tell you, I was getting hot. See my shirt? I'm ready! I got the shirt, I got the pants, and I got the belt with the little yellow holes, you know, and I'm hot!
And I got the buns, and the hamburger, and the relish, and the orange, and I got my clothes off, and I'm hot!
Do
you know how many times a week I go down to Mr. Pocket, three times a week, trying to find somebody that will wear these clothes in the shower?
How do they look, though? I mean, you like it?
They're great. You know, I've had those clothes in the refrigerator for about 2 months now.
Where's the hamburger? This gives me a bite. They're so great. You don't meet guys.
Disgusting.
You don't meet guys who will get you off with hamburgers. I'm telling you, I'm really happy that
Really make a great...
I know. Me with my clean clothes and with a hamburger and everything like that. Well, you know, he's a dope like me.
Yeah.
You want me to wash your hair? Well, you just hold my hamburger for a second. I'll wash your hair a little.
You're working.
Well, I didn't. I wasn't planning on it, but it's all right. You can wash my back. It's so nice to show
you. I can't bear it.
Especially after you.
Some people are really weird.
Put on my back. Just a little bit. It's not water. Just a little bit over there. This side is terrific. Get the hamburger. Hamburger meat. Oh.
Wouldn't that be better if you had your clothes off and you can put some under your arms?
Don't need my clothes off. I can get the gratification that I want just like this. Oh, doesn't that feel good? Oh, it's so great. I'm so glad that I met you today. It's the best day. And this hamburger you want to
taste?
Oh, I don't mind. Let me just take out my little things here.
Oh, boy.
A little bit. Wait, but I don't know. Do you have cream rinse here, though? Because it's going to be too stiff. I won't be able to. I won't be. Let me see how it feels with the soap.
What part gets you the hottest if he rubs you with the hamburger?
Well, I think.
Oh, I love this with hamburgers. Under the clothes.
I can't.
You're getting hot. Come on.
Oh, my hot over this hamburger. Oh, I'll think of my...
For $100, you're getting hot.
Oh, my hot. I'm so hot. I'm so hot from this hamburger. Oh,
get hot.
I'm so hot.
Undulate. Ew. It's getting better.
Where's the hamburger? Just
hamburgers with soap are good.
Huh? Let me take a little bite. Delicious. Let me put it in here so I don't lose it. Second. I don't want, in case I want a little piece after. Could you do it back?
Oh, yeah.
I'm knitting the shirt, don't be bashful. I know it makes you hot, like, if you keep it up.
Yeah, I like the shirt better. I'll wash
You know, the last guy that I was with, he just had ground chuck. You know what ground chuck tastes like in a shower? That's like the health food stuff. You are a health food person?
No, I am Uncle Meat.
You are Uncle Meat?
And because you are the main man with the burgers.
And the burger
and
is
the
my
burger
trip.
Is my trip. And it's such a groove. I want to show my appreciation, and I want to clean your bathroom. The cleanser.
I am going to the Hollywood Ranch.
I'm going to the Hollywood Ranch Market, and I'm going to buy the cleanser.
And because you have worn the clothes that have gotten me hot. The shirt.
Cleanser.
The pants. And the little brown belt, children's belt, with the holes in it.
Cleanser.
I will...
Cleanser.
...accept your offer to go to the Hollywood Ranch Market...
Cleanser.
...and get the cleanser and clean my bathroom.
He's from that blue cleanser. He looks pretty kinky. Too bad we didn't have our garters on.
Oh. Well, what do you expect from working this joint?
Oh.
Oh. Ooh, Jenna, he has a vibrator.
Well, oh.
Oh, oh.
We're coming to the beginning of a new era at the motel. We have been working secretly on a new composition in the back room in our secret chambers. Because everything is secret. We're trying to get the secret karma changed for the whole world. You see, like, this whole karma thing is really what's causing all the problems. So we have to get a composition. And I'm sure that it's going to be a hit single because everyone is going out and buying our new hit single. For this group that...
you remember our other single, The Bun.
Yeah, you remember our other single, The Bun. See, this was our last composition.
Plugging in.
And it was pretty hard to play because some of the members of the group couldn't read music, see. But we got it all straightened out, and some of them quit and everything, but...
A few holes in the brother.
With our new arrangement, we really hope to do big things, you know. Like... We hope to change every single person's karma, and that in turn will change and upgrade all the ecology problems, all the pollution and all the air and everything, you know. And this right here is the composition I was speaking of. And this is the guitar part, this is the vocal, this is the bass part, and this little section over here could be for the dancer, but she keeps quitting all the time, so we don't really know if she's going to be in it. If she's not, we'll just take it out like that. Now, it's very difficult to compose this type of thing because, like, the slightest movement that you can make of one single article could define whether it's underground or real commercial. See, if we put the sock over here, it's more commercial than if it were over here. Then it's real underground. You understand? So, we take you now to the motel where the group is deep in... just deep. Hey, listen, you guys, I'd like to talk about the arrangement here.
How's that the new drum solo?
It's just one
time. Buddy, I got a new composition.
It's rhythmic, though.
Listen. Silence, fools! Silence, fools! Don't you believe in progress?
I'm using the chicken and measure.
Take that progress and
I'm using the chicken and measure. I'm using the chicken and measure.
What are you doing with the chicken?
I'm using the chicken to measure.
What are you doing with the chicken?
I'm using the chicken.
What are you doing with the chicken? That's what we need for our new
one. You got it. And you write one like that, man.
I did.
Yeah.
Last night.
He starts with the guitar.
Well, look.
He comes in with his guitar solo.
You guys, can you see this over here? Can you see this over here? This is the new composition that we're going to make a hit single with.
What's it called? Jump Shot?
No?
Tincture.
What is it called?
I'm using the chicken to measure it.
We're using the chicken to measure
it. I'm using the chicken to measure it.
We're using the chicken to measure it. Well, I couldn't get a chicken.
That's a weird title. Ray's got a chicken.
Yeah.
Ray's
chicken. Always using Ray's chicken to measure it.
But,
No, that's part of the concept. You're using the chicken to measure the pigeon.
I see, yeah. Well, we're using the chicken to measure it.
Oh, drumming.
I'll show you. This is
the sock.
This is the guitar part right here.
See. Is that what I play? That's my part.
That's your part.
Oh, and that...
Hey, this is a new concept.
I can't learn that by tomorrow, man. They know
tonight.
I can't learn it tonight.
Listen, I've got the time booked.
Tonight.
Hollywood Ranchmonger tonight.
Tonight.
That's a pretty heavy part,
sir. My strings are flat. My pickups are shot. Herbie, would you give us an advance so I can buy some new strings?
Listen, I'll take care of everything.
You see, Countess, the problem is... it's very... hard to talk about, but the guys need equipment, you know. Like he needs batteries and needs strings for his guitar, you know, and some of the electronic equipment needs boosting, and we have a good product and everything, and I just wanted to find out if we could get any do you have a pencil and paper? Thanks.
Royalties?
Sorry, would you mind not using that word?
Who cares about royalties? Look, I've seen everybody around. Beatles, the Rolling Stones, Arthur Brown, and his fire on his head. Oh man, I never got so hot until I started to use a chicken head to measure it with it.
You mind saying that in Alabama language, man? I can't understand it.
Playing that kind of music and eating meat.
I say, old boy, do you speak English?
Hey, man, you got any peens or beans or anything like that?
You have to admit, this is different. Hey.
That's a drum.
I know. See, like, to me, the idea of being commercial is doing something different.
That's a heavy one.
Hey, what they
so that people can... It's not the same old thing.
No!
Look
out!
That's it, right? Use the chicken to measure.
Biff, man, how does that fit into the part, though? There's no
heavy. And where does that fit into that, my part, there?
This is the music.
Where?
This whole thing is the music.
Wow, but how does that one fit into
all... no head,
what has it fit into all that?
There's
the concept of this?
There's no way you can play it.
What's the concept of this number?
Look.
Not by tonight, man. It can't be done.
Anyway, man, I'm going out tonight. You know, I've got a few chicks to meet.
You guys, if you want to make a hit single, and I mean...
Yeah, but how much you're paying as well? I just don't know.
Well, you'll get royalties.
You gotta get some
royalties.
Man.
Listen, you can
use. Wait, this is turning into confusing. I just can't understand what all this is about. It's so confusing.
Look
at this over there. Look, wait, I'm waiting. Scrobius is still the best. I love when he always did that. He changed into it. I remember that. But 12 years ago, he's still working on the same song. I don't know what I'm going to do. He's still trying to get that the bun thing. I got to stop this. It's not good anymore because after all, we've got kids now. You can't do this anymore. It's another whole life. But I can't help it. He's irresistible. The guy is irresistible. Look at that face. Over there, look at that. I like that right there. I remember that too. Yeah.
It was pretty hard to play.
This one, he did that over there.
Some of the members of the group couldn't read.
Nah. It's better. I'll tell you something. I don't know. I have to think about this because I gotta tell him. I'll go back. I can't be bothered with my mind is too. It's too crazy. It's going. It's driving me nuts already. I have to think about work. I have to think about him. I have to think about.
Maybe I ought to face it. After 12 years, the bun just isn't a hit.
Maybe I'm approaching it wrong. Look at him, a musician, a natural musician. His mother said he was a serious little boy who liked to pull down the shades before helping her with the dishes.
And that's why he didn't sell.
I'll never get over it. I don't know what.
Look at this.
Oh, look at that. I remember. Wait a second. Let me stop that and see how the foam was coming out of his mouth. And the way the lips. It's so beautiful. And the hamburger.
Maledetto figlio di puttana.
E non cacarmi il cazzo.
Non cacarmi il cazzo.
Because I have a big bunch of minchia.
A big bunch of minchia.
It's great you're learning Italian. I love that. That's what I want. More. A little culture. It's enough already with the bun.
I had to change it. It wasn't right.
These fucking things didn't work. I don't know why. Maybe. Can you see all these little points, white points, on these fucking things? You have to know that
you see, all everybody's this using stuff a chicken to measure
come
with
from
my kids.
And maybe people didn't like it.
No, no.
And I just don't know why.
But the bun,
I just can't imagine why they didn't like this ball that came from my nose. You know? This way. And I spent a lot of years of my life to do something like that, these fucking things, and it didn't work. What can I say?
Far fucking out, far fucking out.
Ah, I can take it.
Dong, dong. I mean, dong, that's what your mingy is.
You which?
A mingy.
You mean your dick?
You put your mingy in your stinky.
And you know why? Because I have a big bunch of dick. Tengo una minchia tanta. And this part of the lesson, I'm sorry, but you can learn. Because Mother Nature didn't make you Italian. Se la sta succhiando.
che se la mangia, guarda che se la mangia e se la sta succhiando. Dale, dale, darling, look at your sisters. Do something like that, thanks. Devi usare un pollo, devi usarlo per misurare.
Well, this is the Mother's Invention movie.
Così me la potrai succhiare. Oh, you butt sucking stereo. Jesus. Tengo una minchia tanta. Tengo una minchia così. Tengo una minchia tanta. Tengo una minchia.
You are listening to Zapped here on KKRN, and I am your host, Andy. You just heard Uncle Meat film excerpt part one, followed by Tengo na Minkia Tanta. And this is the second half of the double album Uncle Meat, which I started for you last week. We'll finish it up tonight. And it is a lengthy one, so we're going to jump right back in. This is the Uncle Meat film excerpt part two.
I used to watch him eat, and while he was eating, I would talk to him. And while he was eating, I would ask him what he was doing, and all he would say was, I'm using the chicken to measure it. To this day, I still don't know what he's talking about. That Minnesota Tishman, he was some guy, but I still never understood what he meant. The chicken to measure it. I don't know. Probably some secret thing. I'm getting hot. You're really good at those dials, baby. You're the most manipulating person I've ever seen. What's he eating? Is he turning into a monster? Frank, but you're just making things out of it. Don, put it in your mouth, in your eyes. Frank, you're getting hot. Come on. The last act... I don't like this page. It's not so funny. I don't like this page. It's not so funny. Oh, this gets me hot. Oh, this gets me hot. Well, get hot. I can't get hot over this. Get hot over the hamburger. I can't get it. You're getting hot. Oh, am I hot over this hamburger? Think of my hot. For $100, you're getting hot. Oh, am I hot? I'm so hot. I'm so hot from this hamburger. I'm hot. Well, I'll just continue on with my work. I can't be thinking about such things. It gets me too confused. I think I need a shower. I'm tired. I'm hot. The room, the air conditioning is not working. If you don't pay the bills, how is the air conditioning going to work? I'm going.
And now, dear friends, we are going to translate. This is my left hand.
Ow! This is so...
Violence! This is my left hand, no?
Violence! So great! I just...
You have an orgasm?
No, but it just feels good.
Can I watch?
Actually, I think that's... That's cool.
Why don't we get the girl over here in the red?
Repeat after me. Questa è la mia mano destra.
Questa è la mia mano destra.
Progress.
Where's the frosty gland?
Look out. Guardalo che mangia. E mentre sta mangiando, parlami mentre mangia e chiedimi cosa sta facendo. Cosa sta facendo? Sta mangiando. Adesso chiedimi cosa sta facendo. Sta mangiando. Ma non lo posso fare.
Sta mangiando.
Me ne devo andare.
Me ne devo andare.
Devo tornare.
Deve tornare.
Era un senatore a 37 anni.
Era un senatore desta treste anni.
What type of band are you playing in?
I'm playing a blues band.
Blues band? So do I.
Blues.
Blues.
Blues avant-garde, though.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
And this is my last single.
Oh, what is he doing? You're still carrying on with that song? It's the same thing? I can't. I can't do it anymore. I'm making this louder so I don't have to hear about it. Forget the past.
I'm sure that it's going to be a...
We're coming to the beginning of a new era. We're in the development of the inner self. But you, what do? You watch television, you play with the bun. It's driving me crazy.
But this is 12 years later.
I know.
I have a new bun.
I know.
A better bun.
What kind of new bun? Every year you tell me it's a new bun. I'm tired of this. I'm gonna give it all up. I'm gonna go back to New York. I've had it with you already. Finish. I can't. No. Go. You show me.
I want to do another take of the same situation from the other side.
Let me go around the other side.
And Mr. Tishman, you gotta talk about
this. Yeah.
Let me just see.
Mr. Tishman.
Right here. Bonnie, give me the short scene.
I remember that
crowd. He had something.
Yeah.
He was using the chickens and men.
Can I stop, my friend?
Sure.
Okay. Here's the camera.
You're listening to Zapped here on KKRN. This is Andy bringing you an hour of Frank Zappa and bringing you the second half of Uncle Meat. You know, I played that first excerpt, Uncle Meat film excerpt part one was quite lengthy, and that second one a lot shorter. So here I am back, and that's all we played in that last little block. There was Uncle Meat part two, or the film excerpt part two, and now the rest of the evening will be six versions of a song called King Kong, and it's going to be King Kong itself followed by 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. And so I hope you enjoy these, and I'll be back to say goodnight here at the end. But yeah, this is King Kong parts 1 through 6. Thank you.
Va-da-di-a-da. Thank you.
We did it. We made it through Uncle Meat, the double album. And you just heard King Kong itself, followed by parts 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. They have various subtitles, which I'll put on our website, kkrn.org. If you go to kkrn.org/zapped, or I think it's /shows/zapped, you can get to it from the homepage. Just look on the homepage for my picture or the schedule at the bottom of the homepage, and you can see the full names there underneath my program Zapped. But again, thanks for tuning in. I hope you have enjoyed tonight's show, and I'll hopefully be back again soon to bring you another new show. So I just want to thank you for tuning in to Zapped, and hope you have a great rest of your weekend. Good night.